When did you found Goûté?
We started it in 2011.
Okay.
So it's been a bit over 5 years.
Okay. And it's DC based?
DC based.
All right. Tell me a little bit about why you started it.
So I started Goûté. I had an ulcer 5 years ago. It's not a pretty story. I hate telling it because who likes to talk about when they were sick?
Right.
But I was sick 5 years ago and I had an ulcer. And when I left the hospital, they gave me a lifetime prescription of antacids, which I thought was the worst thing ever. And so I started doing research on how I can reduce acidity in the body and do all sorts of good things. And I found the alkaline water machine, bought it, and have never looked back. I've never felt better. I've never had more energy. So that was the beginning of it. And then through the research, I found so many supplements that we don't get in our daily diet, right? Like things like turmeric and blue-green algaes and things that are really also alkalizing for the body and great for the brain. And so it just kind of like came from there.
Okay. Explain to me this machine. I'm imagining like a big machine. That what is an alkaline water machine?
Yeah. So it's actually pretty small.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty small. I'm like doing a hand motion, which no one can see. but yeah, it's pretty small. It can sit on your counter.
Okay.
But yeah.
You pour water into it and it comes out.
No, so you hook it up to your tap. So okay. It always has to be near a sink. And then what happens is it separates, well, simplified, but it separates the acidic from the alkaline. So in the sink, it spits out like a 2.5 pH, so very acidic, which you can use as a toner or, you know, to like clean your surfaces. And then out of the other spigot is a 9.5 pH.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, this isn't just water that I'm holding her bottle of one of her tonics. What is a tonic?
Yeah, so a tonic is, by definition, is known as a medicinal substance that gives the feeling of well-being or vigor, if you look it up in the dictionary.
That's why it goes with gin.
Yes, exactly. You have to, like, live balance, right? Like, a little bit of gin and tonic goes a long way. But, yeah, so that's the, like, original definition of a tonic. And because we use alkaline water, which is super medicinal, and then we have raw cold-pressed lemon juice that we press ourselves, a touch of cayenne, a little bit of coconut nectar, and then all these superfoods. It's a really medicinal drink. It gives you tons of energy. It's really hydrating. And even though it looks like juice, and a lot, you know, before reading the ingredients or the back of it, people think it's a juice, but it's a lot more medicinal. We don't use fruit. We really do focus on like nutrient-dense superfoods.
Okay, yeah. And it's a lot lighter than a juice. I mean, we were just talking about this. It's something you can actually kind of chug.
Yeah, it's chuggable. That's kind of the whole purpose of it. It has less calories typically than a juice. But yeah, it's chuggable. So I always tell people like before, after a workout, I mean, especially during the summer when you have just sweated all out, I chug one of these. And I'm like, oh, maybe I can run another 3 miles. Like it really... I always kind of say it's a combination of like a Gatorade and a juice.
Okay. So it's not like a meal replacement. It's not like you would just drink a tonic for lunch.
Yeah. No, not usually. Unless, I mean, people do cleanse off of these and that's like a whole other discussion. But yeah, people typically drink them as like a morning snack or an afternoon snack before after working out to kind of like supplement their day, or instead of that afternoon coffee or instead of an afternoon muffin, like you have a tonic.
Yeah. Sounds so much healthier. Well, tell me about the different types you make. You brought two today.
Yeah. So we have, so each flavor has a different purpose. That's kind of how we set up our systems. So we have 8 different tonic flavors, everything that ranges from like green ones to like blue, red. So we have like really vibrant colors, but we use things like turmeric. So that one's really good for inflammation in the body. That one's yellow. It's called Stretch. So that's one of the ones you have. And then the Detox Square, the other one, is I like to call it our green juice on crack. So that's cabbage, kale, celery, wheatgrass, burdock, dandelion, and ginger.
Nice. It doesn't taste like that, though. It tastes...
No, it's really light.
Yeah.
It's really light. A lot of times in juice, and like I love juice and it has its place, but juice for me is sometimes a little bit heavy because of the like apple juice or pear or pineapple. And this, we just use a touch of coconut nectar to sweeten, and the base of the rest is water. So it is really light, and we are able to like put a whole lot of punch behind it, and it has a lot of flavor, but it's still really light.
Okay. Is there any carbonation in that, or is that just the property of the water?
Yeah, no, there's no carbonation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's the cayenne, so you get like a touch of spice at the end. But yeah, it's not carbonated at all. It's not fermented. It's just alkaline water. It's basic.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Where are you guys making these out of? Are you at Union Kitchen?
Or? We are in Union Kitchen. Okay. Yep. We work out of their Ivy City location. Mm-hmm. So we have a pod in their on the ground level to ourselves, and that's where we produce everything.
How many times a week are you in there turning out batches?
Yeah. So everything is made by batches. It's made to order. Really small batches. So we're in there 5 days a week producing. So we basically, we've been doing this for 5 years, and this is how we started, is just making it to order. So at the beginning, if we didn't have any orders that day, we wouldn't produce.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, obviously the orders are a lot more consistent, but we still just produce to order. So if you were to order, something for a home delivery on Friday, we would be making it on Thursday.
Great. And people, I mean, where can people find, are they in any retail locations too, or is it just online order?
Yeah, no. So it's online, but we're in a lot of retail locations in the area. So places like Glenn's Garden Market, both of their locations, all the Yes Organics, Mom's Carries Us, the Whole Foods in Pentagon City, but then a lot of like coffee shops in D.C. So the Wydown, Compass Coffee, Sticky Fingers, Little Red Fox. I mean, so many